You know, for 40 years, a voice heard on WNDB radio is retiring today. We bring Dave Lang, who is nice enough to come in the studio. This is something you really didn't want to do. But
well, I'm done at noon today, so I'm still on the clock. You know?
Okay.
So I'm still working.
All right.
I got a lot to do between now and noon.
Last June, the Bennett and Bernier show took over for Dave in the morning, but Dave has been here as the program director. Dave, when did you, what month? Do you remember what month you started?
Yeah, it was end of July, beginning of August, 1978.
Wow.
We were in the News Journal building at the time, owned by a company out of Fairfield, Ohio.
Wow, that's unbelievable. You know, our careers, we talk a lot, you and I, after we get off, after I get off the air at night.
Old radio guys talking, you know.
Yeah, we do. Because our careers kind of paralleled each other. Our lives have paralleled each other. You and I both lived in Miami. You went there when you were, what, about sixth grade, I think?
Right. I think I might have been 10.
Yeah, and you grew up in Miami.
Yeah.
Was that where your first radio job was?
I did. I had a part-time. Well, actually, I went to Miami-Dade South.
And I went to Miami-Dade North.
Junior college, we called it.
Yeah.
And we had WMDS.
Yep.
With speakers on the patio and in the cafeteria. No, not on the air, really. But I learned a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a part-time job at my dream station, the one I grew up wanting to be on, WFUN.
Yep.
Fun 79 in Miami.
The big station there at the time, yeah.
And I didn't work there long because I got hired to Tallahassee by the guy that I replaced at WFUN, went on to a station in Tallahassee, and then he hired me full-time up there.
Right. And how long were you in Tallahassee?
4 years.
4 years, and then the move came to here.
1978 here. Yep.
Wow. Unbelievable. Question for you.
Okay.
I know you're not going to be able to answer some of these. How many co-hosts have you worked with since you've been at this radio station?
I can't even begin.
Yeah.
Not that many, really.
But you did. So in the beginning, it was solo. It was just yourself.
Right. We were I think, adult contemporary, played records
right.
for like the first 7 years I was here. We played 45 RPMs, and it was pretty much a DJ shift, and you had a news guy or gal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a guy in the early parts, because we didn't have a lot of women in radio back then.
That's
on the
true,
air, anyway.
Yeah. That's
but,
true.
Yeah, I remember Linda Block, I think, was our first female DJ. Here at WNDB.
Now, I met you a little less than 25 years ago when my first stint at WNDB, when we were working, we were owned by the Root Company, and we were working in the Brown & Brown building.
Yeah, I loved working over there. And Root Company is a great company to work for. They were a business. They didn't know a lot about radio, so we got a lot out of them.
Dave is a rarity in this business. For those of you who don't know a lot about the radio or television business, for someone to be with a radio station for as long as Dave has been with WNDB, it really is a rarity. And it's a credit to you, you know, as a talent, because, you know, folks got used to your voice.
Yeah.
What was the most memorable thing that you can remember over the 40 years? I know there's probably 10, 15 of them.
Probably the hurricane coverage.
Right.
You know, one of the, was it Matthew? Where the window blew out. The one where the window blew out here at the radio station.
On
the air, you know. A lot of memories. I can't even begin to think of one.
It's unbelievable.
So many. I can't remember most of the names of people I worked with. A lot of people come and go in radio, as you know.
Yeah.
And I learned early on, try not to get too close to people, because they won't be around for long.
You never know.
Although I let my guard down a good number of times. Good friends I have.
Now, when the switch came from music to, it went to News Talk then?
I think about 1985.
Okay.
Yeah. Talknet Radio.
Were you nervous then?
Yeah.
Everybody gets nervous with a format change.
Well, And I've had four different ownerships?
I believe so.
You know?
Yeah.
So, they kept me. You know, I kept my head down quite often when I needed to, but they kept me. You know?
Yeah, that's one of the things. But
sure.
In the career that you've had, which took you from Miami to Tallahassee and here in Daytona, and now you're at the point where
I'm going to
travel.
Throw away the alarm clock.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have a radio at home. I might turn it on occasionally.
Well, I know you listen in the morning. You'll come in and repeat something that we say. Yeah,
sure. You know, and WNDB, let me think, was here 30 years before I got here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here 40. It'll go on forever. It'll go on. There'll be a WNDB in your life, whoever, you know, forever.
When you look back on your career in radio, which is over 40 years, Do you sit back and sometimes say how fortunate you've been to be in this business for as long as you've been?
I have.
Yeah.
I mean, I think about, every day of my life, I think about, God, what a great job I have. I don't really have to go to work today. I'm not working.
Yeah, it's not so, exactly slave labor.
No, it's, well, no, but it's pleasurable. I enjoy coming. There are a lot of benefits and rewards. When you get reaction from people, you do something right, and you hear about it, I love that. Got kicked around a lot, but you grow a thick skin here in this business, too. Yeah. But
WNDB's John Barrett's here with us. Terry Savaston's in studio, and of course, we're talking with Dave Lang.
A couple of the newcomers over here. How old are you guys?
Yeah, they're like in their 20s.
I was 25 when I came to work here. Young, good-looking guy, and now I'm old and decrepit.
And you're walking around carrying your Medicare card.
I don't want to admit it, but I am, you know?
Terry, we just brought up the fact that we got to love to do this, to do it for as long as Dave and I have done it, and you enjoy, you're part of the racing team. Here in the football and everything else, so you wouldn't be in this business if you didn't love it.
You got to love it, but I got a lot of thanks to Dave because he was really a mentor for me.
Oh, thank you.
And threw the microphone at me at the first time. And
I wasn't sure. The first couple of words coming out of his mouth, I'm not sure I should have done that.
You missed him though when you threw it.
And those opportunities happened because I just happened to be here, and Dave was nice enough.
Wait a minute, though, Terry. You grew up in this area, pretty much, and you were a WNDB fan before you were an employee.
I've been listening to WNDB longer than you've been on the air.
Wow. How old are you?
And I owe special thanks to Dave Lang for bringing me back to WNDB for not the first, not the second, but the third time.
Well, you know, I saw
a three-time loser.
I realized talent when I saw it. I don't care what the management said, John.
You also, I don't know if you want to take responsibility for this, but you also hired Mark Bernier.
Well, I was program director at the time, and we had an opening, and he was looking for a job, and we were looking for a guy, and we had an interview.
Mm-hmm. At Hooters?
Well, we had a trade. You know, trade in radio is huge. And, if you don't have to spend cash, don't. Mm-hmm. So I took Mark out to Hooters for an interview. Couldn't hear a word he said.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of distractions otherwise. It was a loud bar.
Yeah, it was.
When you think about it.
Let's build back on the rails here just a little bit. I mentioned that today is your last day. Now, you and Susan have some plans to do some traveling.
A little bit. In the beginning, we're going to head up the coast. We're going to hit Savannah, where I have a stepdaughter, and then on to maybe Richmond. And we have a new grandbaby in New Jersey I haven't seen yet.
Wow.
It's the seventh grandchild. When you have four daughters, you have a lot of kids.
Now we know why he's got to retire, because he's got to take care of grandchildren.
Yeah. And my wife, and I've never thought about it, but she wanted to go to Maine.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I look into Maine, it's beautiful.
Bar Harbor,
Maine will be our final northernmost destination. Then we're going to wind our way back down to Florida. And after that, I don't know. I'll have, you'll hear from me. You'll hear me on the air here and there and little projects going. And
one thing that Dave and I do also in parallel is we do voiceover work. And you're going to continue to do that.
Yeah. Don't get rich doing it, but you don't.
No, but you know what? It actually, we are the type of people that will never really retire. I mean, you're retiring,
right?
And I'll do so at some point because I'm the same age as you are. But we'll always have our hand in this business.
Yeah. Thing with being tied to the radio station, I don't think I ever had more than like 4 days off in a row.
Yeah.
You know, if we took a vacation, it was quick up and back.
Right.
Always had to get back. Actually, we're on vacation down in Longboat Key, and the hurricane was coming.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. And we had one more night to stay, and we went to the hotel and said, hey, my husband has to get back. There's a hurricane coming. And he goes, it's not coming here. They didn't want to give us our money back for that last night. I said, no, he's got to get back to work. And I've done that more than once, have to come back.
Well, now you have more time to work on the pool.
Big sprinkler heads. Work on the pool and rescue toads floating in the...
See, now you don't have any excuses, though, when Susan says to you, Dave, there's a few things need to get done around here. You can't say I'm going to work.
No, I can't. You're right. You're right.
You're kind of stuck, pal.
I wonder if Rotary has her.
Rotary. Yeah, they do. They do, Dave. There's a morning breakfast Rotary group.
I find one every morning.
Unbelievable.
No, I'm looking forward to it. I need a schedule, though. At home, I'm going to get up. I'm going to do my work in the morning, work I have to do. I need to be on a schedule.
Right.
We've lived by the clock for how many years?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You were telling me that even though it's been over a year now that you haven't done the morning show, you still wake up early.
Pretty early. Not like I wake up and
go back to bed a lot.
Right. You realize I don't have to get up and go to work.
4 o'clock, 3:30 for a lot of years.
Oh,
forever.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be going off to work when my daughters would be coming back from a wild party in the later years.
Yeah, isn't it depressing when you get up at 3 or 4 o'clock to go to work and your wife's up watching TV still?
That doesn't happen.
Well, there's one morning I was working with Dave here on the morning show, and he rode his bicycle into work.
Oh,
I'm
yeah, like, I did what? That. That's only 10 miles one way.
There's no traffic out there that time of morning.
Perfect time. What day was this that you did on a Friday? You probably left on Tuesday to get here, right?
I think my best time was 38 minutes or at some point.
Wow. To come from Port Orange to here? 38
in the
minutes?
Morning with no traffic in the cool dark. Now, going back might have taken an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was the beach, and, you know, you might have stopped along the way. And
yeah, crashed my bike along the way.
Besides being an air talent here, I know I mentioned the fact that you're program director, which you have for at least another 3 hours.
Yeah.
What other things did you do while here at WNDV? I know production was radio commercials.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm on the air, program director.
Right.
Like you say, production, record. Right. At one time, I wrote and recorded everything. And like every voice, every commercial you heard was me. I don't think it was good radio, but it's all we had.
That's all you could do.
You know?
Yeah, but Dave also kept us on the air a lot. Dave was one that could get here, log in the system, and get us back on the air.
That's another thing.
Knows more about how to do that you know, I mean, most of us.
The jobs become safer over... Now, we now use computers. We used to use razor blades.
For editing. Not to take our lives. Editing.
Yeah. It was funny. Not long ago, you came in and had a small reel-to-reel tape box, and you showed it to one of the young bucks here. They didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, a real tape. Reel-to-reel tape.
Yeah. What are we going to do without you logging into the system and getting us going every day?
That guy over there, Terry, will probably have to take over. That's another thing, though. I mean, you're always 24/7 operation. There's always going to be something going on, and you got to log in or drive down here, and I don't have to do that anymore.
There you go.
That's the part of it.
Just keeping everything straight, all the weekend sports programming, all the different talk shows, and having to schedule.
You got to be detail-oriented, that's for sure. You know?
Absolutely.
And people don't realize, as a program director, you're on call all the time.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody doesn't show up, you got to
Well, you know, there was a time when we had manpower around the clock. We didn't have automation.
Right.
And the midnight guy can't come in, what do you do? I got to get up and go to work at midnight and stay on through whatever, you know, the rest of the day.
Did you always do mornings, sir?
No, I began, I think, with a midday shift and went to afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But probably 30 of the years were in the morning, 30 of the 40.
Yeah, definitely the entire news talk format you've been on the mornings, as far as I remember.
Well, Chuck was on for a while when they, Dave and Kelly got...
Yeah, I came here for a brief period of time in 95.
Dave Archer did the morning for a while, a little bit.
Yeah.
But we were back.
Yep, you came back.
They wanted Dave and Kelly back.
On that note, I will wish you nothing but the best in your new endeavors in life and retirement. You and Susan can go travel and have a good time.
Thank you.
Thank you for your friendship, your knowledge, and all the help.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Class act.
Thank you, listeners. You know, thank you for being there.
That's something that people, you know, don't actually realize. We really do care about who's on the other end of that radio.
Well, with that, and we hadn't talked a lot about it, but back in the day, Dave was out on location and met a lot of those listeners face to face, whether it be at health fairs or at the Speedway or in several other places. And that's the fun part that, you know, those are the times that I treasure, is going back when we, you know, we'd go through 60 dozen donuts and 15 gallons of coffee at Sunshine Mall by 9 o'clock in the morning. You know?
A lot of fun.
You actually did the traffic, too, during the races.
Up in the Cessna.
Yeah. Crazy.
Oh, that's the one thing I told them. I said, don't plan on putting me in an airplane because it ain't going to happen.
We circled the Daytona Beach area for hours and hours. Oh, man. It was fun, though. You know,
Do you like to fly in small planes?
No.
I didn't think so.
I could probably fly that plane after watching them, you know, after a while. But
you don't want to take that chance, though.
No. Right. I always thought about it, though, if I had to.
If you could run this control board, you could run anything.
Unbelievable.
I've got a Facebook post at noon coming out on a WNDB page. And, you know, I thank everybody there.
All right, well, that's fantastic.
If you can get to the WNDB page on Facebook, find that at noon.
By the way, the listeners, Mark Bernier told me that there's a possibility that you'll be on with him this afternoon.
I haven't verified that, but that's a good possibility.
Because he'd like for the listeners to be able to call in and actually wish you the best in retirement.
If there are any left of the early ones. No, I don't mean listeners. I mean my listeners. You know, but they're early on.
There. Come on. They're out there. I know they're out there.
It's funny. Kelly was out here the other day. You know, we would do the morning show, and I'd come in, and she'd come in. We'd open the newspaper,
right,
which is what everybody did back in the day.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And she'd be looking at, oh, look who's getting married. Oh, look who had a baby. And I'd be looking at, oh, look who died. Yeah. look who's getting divorced. You know, it was an age gap thing. It was an age gap. But we worked out. We worked well together.
I always had a line in this business, and I pick up the paper, I look in the obituaries. If I wasn't there, it's going to be a good day.
Absolutely.
All right, Dave, have a great retirement, and I'm sure we'll bump in. You'll be here from time to time. You're not going to run away.
I'm not running.
All right. It's 8:55 at WNDB. We'll take a break here, and we'll come back on the other side on Bennett and Bernier.